Now, the McAreevy family's lawyer in Mauritius has called for the arrest of whoever is responsible for the leaking of crime scene photographs to a Sunday newspaper. The families have described the publication of the pictures, including one of Michaela McAreevy after she died, as reprehensible and repugnant. They published a photograph of Michaela after she had died. Senior politicians have also condemned the move. The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, said it was an outrageous abuse that could not be justified. The Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, described it as a gross affront to human dignity. Let's speak to Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew, who is the Hart family's MP, knows the family well. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
What's your reaction to what's happened?
Oh, like everybody else, I was sick to the stomach when I heard yesterday morning that these photographs had been published, including photographs of Michaela's body. I can't understand how anybody with any shred of decency would print these, but more worrying, these photographs had to come from the authorities. They had to come from the police or from somebody who was there in an official capacity. And to have those photographs leaked or passed on or sold to the press is absolutely reprehensible. And I welcome comments from Enda Kenny, the Taoiseach, from Martin McGuinness and others that this needs to be taken to the highest authorities in Mauritius. But on the back of everything else that has happened, on the back of the jubilant scenes out of the court, I think we all have a very low opinion of the people who have been so jubilant at the end of the day, forgetting that a young woman has died. She was brutally murdered on her honeymoon, John McAreevy, to have to sit through the trial and to hear and see what was going on there. And then for this, I don't know how John and the Harts are coping with this further blow, but it really is disgusting, Stephen, and absolutely reprehensible.
Have you managed to talk to the family since it happened?
I haven't spoken to the family yet, no. I think we all want to give the family space, and I think, you know, we'll give them a chance. This would have been a terrible blow over the weekend, and no, I don't want to impose further, but the family know where we are, and they have our number. They've Mickey is my number, and if he can call me if he needs me, but it you know, we've gone through so much and so many turbulent times over the past 18 months, and I think one of the bright spots in all of this was on the night of Michaela's anniversary. Mickey and Marion had got their first grandchild, and I think that was really gave us all a wee ray of hope. And to think that in the intervening months since that wee man was born, the family have gone through, to add insult to injury in the way all of this has happened and the way the family, both families, the McAreevys and the Harts, have been treated. Unbelievable. And I think any right-minded person would absolutely condemn the people who did this at the weekend.
We have spoken this morning, Michelle, to the newspaper concerned who published the photographs, the Mauritius Sunday Times, and they have said that they published the photographs, quote, for the sake of our readers. What do you say to the editor, to the decision maker behind the publication of those photographs?
What does that say about their readers? What does that say about the editor of that newspaper? What does it say about the people who sold those photographs to the newspaper? I think the Mauritian people have to stand up and say, you didn't do this in our name. There is no... How can printing those photographs, printing photographs of the crime scene, including of a beautiful young bride's dead body, how can that be in anybody's interest?
Let's speak to Levi Freve, who's a journalist on the island. Levi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the reaction of people on the island to the publication of these photographs? This newspaper is claiming that they've done so for the sake of their readers, the people on the island.
I think people in Mauritius are very shocked. Shocked indeed to see that those photos, which are normally confidential, except for the police and for a trial, for prosecution and defense. So people are very shocked that after the verdict of the Supreme Court of Mauritius, these photos are being published. But in a sense, that newspaper also wanted to remind Mauritius that such a beautiful person and a young person like Michaela Hart was murdered, and that no one has been found guilty.
And Levi, this newspaper has been around a long time.
No. It's a new newspaper. It's not even online, and it's not. It is not in Mauritius for not even 1 year. So it goes on Sunday. It's not that popular, but with these photos, it has been the talk of the town since yesterday about how such photos could be published. As far as I know, no such photos for any murder probe has been published in the past.
So why now? Why this time, Levi? Has this sold more papers? Is there a sense that this issue is selling papers and they've pushed it and pushed it far too far?
I think they have gone too far, but I also believe that they did it just to irritate the Mauritian authorities on their incapacity of elucidating such crime, because the crime of Michaela was so popular in a sense. So and it's been a total failure for the Mauritian authorities to get the culprits. But by launching an attack on the authorities in Mauritius, it's hurt as well people in Mauritius who do sympathize with Michaela Hart's family and the McCarthy family. And people in Mauritius, they are well concerned on the reaction in Ireland,
and the Irish community,
how they feel and how they think about Mauritians in general. So we are in the sort of inner circle between getting the truth and publishing the photos of Michaela.
Which Levi, what has been...
is not justified.
Levi, what has been the reaction of the rest of the press to the publication of those photographs? Have other newspapers responded? Has there been criticism?
No. Official reactions, not at all. But of course, the majority of journalists and press room, they are against such publication, which has been mainly on the ethics of the immersion journalists.
Okay, Levi, thank you very much indeed. The journalist and media commentator, Roy Greenslade, has been listening to this. Roy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Levi's saying that there's not much reaction from the rest of the press in Mauritius. There's certainly reaction here in the UK and particularly in Northern Ireland. It's quite unbelievable, is it not?
It is extraordinary. I ought to say straight away that I haven't seen these pictures. Usually I don't like to comment unless I've seen something, but that's because they're not online, as you point out. But I think we have enough evidence clearly to show that this newspaper have misbehaved. I identify completely with what Michelle Gildenew said about how offensive these pictures will be. There are societies where it is not unusual to show dead bodies, many Arab societies across several African societies, but it's evidently, I've checked up, not the case in Mauritius. This appears to me to be perpetrated by a newspaper trying to make a name for itself. It's a small newspaper, it's barely a year old, and I think they've made an incredible error. And I'm, obviously we don't know how they obtained the pictures. Were they leaked to them officially? Were they in fact removed unofficially? An investigation clearly needs to be held. It's obviously not against the law, the British law, to do this. It's probably not against Mauritian law, but it's a question of taste. And this, to be honest, is gross bad taste.
Roy, thank you very much. Michelle Gildenew, final word from you.
Yeah, I think we certainly wouldn't want to generalise, Stephen, and tarnish all of the Mauritian people with this, but the fact is that the person who sold these photographs, the fact that the police investigation has been so shoddy, the fact that the jubilant scenes in the court, and the fact that the person who killed Michaela Hart is still at large, if these photographs will not help to produce that person, all they will do is further impact on the Hart and McAravey family's grief. And I would agree with the person who called this morning for the arrest of the person who made these photographs available to the newspapers so that they could sensationalise the tragic murder of a beautiful young woman.
Michelle, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you today. Levi Freevi, thank you. And the journalist and media commentator, Roy Greenslade.